All right, gang. Fraser Smith and Joe Bartnick here from Puck Off. And you know, Joe, fantasy is the greatest, fantasy football, you know, but there's nothing better than FanDuel.com.
No, because it's not just for bragging rights. It's for actual money.
Yeah.
Every week. This dude in Ohio was a Matt Nichols. For like $25, he won $25,000.
I'm calling Nichols for a loan.
Yeah, I know. He's gonna buy the Browns.
Hey, he could. You know, pay a very small portion of Johnny Football's salary.
Yeah.
But anyway, hundreds of thousands. Yeah, right. Are using FanDuel right now. It's the best way to go in fantasy football. And you know why? Because you can pick a new team every week.
Yeah, if you lose Thursday's game, you can start again on Sunday. You can pick Monday. It's really great. And if you use the code PUCK, P-U-C-K, they'll match your money you give up to $200. Now, we say this every week, but it's going to go away.
Yeah.
This offer is going away, so get in there now.
You got to jump on that. The money is real. Entry fees start at just $1. And you can play each week or whenever you want. You don't even have to play every week.
No, that's the beauty of it. Like, I'm sure some of you guys right now are like, oh my God, my team stinks. I'm never going to win. You know, like you're in 10 leagues. You're out. I know friends that are behind in every one of theirs.
Yeah.
Join FanDuel. Become a winner.
Yeah, it's awesome. You can pick a new lineup every single week. And that's always great to do. FanDuel, of course, paying out more than $170 million this NFL season.
Jeez.
But you have to play to win. So we want you to sign up today. Go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use our code PUCK, and sign up right now.
That's P-U-C-K.
Yeah, and the new user special is ending soon, so get on it right away. FanDuel will match your first deposit dollar up to $200. That's $200 free, and the offer is good for the first 50 people that use our code PUCK. So don't forget to do that. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. All right, gang, it's time for Puck Off. Yeah. Fraser Smith here and Joe Bartnick, my buddy over there. Joe, welcome back from your big trip out to New York.
Thank you, Fraser. Great to see you. I mean, New York, nothing energizes you like New York City.
There's no greater city.
No greater city. And the great Chris Italia, a buddy of mine, helps out the business side. He took me to the Penguins Ranger game on Veterans Day. And of course, that's the only game this season the Penguins didn't show up.
Wouldn't you know it?
Yeah.
Never fails. But.
And my buddy Nash had to, you know, the shorthanded goal, just a nail in the coffin.
Rick, the guy you hate the most.
Well, no. I only hate one guy in the NHL, and that is Claude Giroux, who is out tonight with a lower body injury. Apparently his lady parts are scrambled or strained. It's strained lady parts.
That can happen.
But the prime rib sandwich was great.
Oh, you can't.
And it was Veterans Day, so the Marines did the Star Spangled Banner in the garden.
Doesn't get any better.
I would like to see a goal, but it doesn't get any better.
You got to be happy anyway. We'll talk about your team. They're really on fire, though.
Yeah. New York was awesome. Shout out to Caroline's in the stand. And the great Scotty Farrell on the bench.
Oh, love Scotty.
Let me talk. We talked hockey for an hour.
That's right, Joe. We're going to get you out of here.
That guy is the greatest.
He's the best. He's the best. And he pushes hockey. You know,
he knows his hockey.
Yeah. Hockey fans, you know, listen to Scotty Farrell on the bench.
That's right.
More than anyone nationally, he pushes hockey.
Oh yeah,
he makes the score guys like screw the NBA.
Didn't he do a color commentary for the Thrashers?
He did play by play for the Thrashers.
He did play by play.
Yeah, for the Thrashers. And coming from Pittsburgh as I do, I mean that's you're following Mike Lang's footsteps. I mean that's just a thrill.
Yeah, well, Scotty is great. And the whole comedy, the festival went well, right?
Festival, we sold out. The All In Tour sold out. And then got to play Caroline's. Caroline's a show.
What a top club.
Showbiz.
Yeah, that's
steak,
real showbiz.
Crowd roll, guys in steak, guys in suits. I mean, that's I feel like I was in showbiz. Sweetheart, right on Broadway. It's the best.
Well, that's great. I'm glad the festival was good.
Yeah, festival's fantastic. Everything's going well. Everything's going. How's everything back here?
Man, I had fun. You know, I did last night. You mentioned the troops. I did a stand-up performance out at the airport for the USO Bob Hope annual Thanksgiving for the troops.
Tommy
Lasorda was there. That was great.
Oh, yeah.
And then the King's Girls.
Girls?
Wow. They are something else.
Yeah, look at that. Wow.
They have their King's gear, and they're all aware of Puck Off. That's the part I like.
Oh, that's the best.
They go, hey, you're the Puck Off guy.
Yeah,
Where's Joe?
Really?
Yeah.
God.
I said, he's in New York. If he knew you guys were here, he'd be here.
I was at LAX yesterday.
Oh.
I would have stayed.
I should have let you know.
And I was so jet lagged, I wouldn't known anyway. I was walking around and I forgot I was at LAX.
Those King's girls would have woke you up.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it was it was good to do that for the troops.
Get caught high sticking one of those girls.
You could. We could make a lot of jokes that we better not make, but because Maria will clobber us.
Maria.
But it was fun to do that. And I'm glad you had a good trip. And, you know, I actually last night watched some NHL channel and I tried to catch up on all the action. The thing that caught me was your team, the Penguins, looking so good.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think they've won every game in the last 2 weeks. Well, they have won every game in the last 2 weeks, except for that debacle in the Garden. Flower signed a new deal, which me and Mr. Farrell were debating, and I of course, pro-Flower.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always in Flower's corner. I've always been
Now, you got to be, because look at those saves. He made an unbelievable save last night.
He did.
And he's won what? He's got 4 shutouts in a row?
4 in 9 games, which I'll take, which will lead to, we can talk about another segment, which is fun. But I'll tell you who's Olimata back.
Yeah, that's, let's give him an applause.
Yeah.
That's your cancer survivor coming back and playing the toughest game there is.
In 2 weeks.
That's pretty amazing.
And,
God bless that guy.
I mean, you know, what's A-Rod sat out 3 years with a strained hip?
Right?
Come on. Holy Monica.
Hockey
Holy
players. Monica. No one's as tough as hockey players.
No one's as tough as hockey
And players. You know what? That gives hope to people.
Oh.
I really think that's a big thing. Gives people hope.
Yeah.
So many people fighting that disease, and here's this kid coming back and playing the toughest game ever.
No, and it took me about like one shift, and he was back to normal. Just amazing.
Amazing.
Sad, not incredibly sad news, but sad hockey-wise news. If you didn't hear, you probably will by the time this comes up, but Pascal Dupuis, super duper, who made my top 10 all-time Penguins list last week, has blood clot problems, and he's out for like the year.
Wow.
And he may not play again.
Wow.
And thoughts and prayers to Super Duper.
Yes,
he is
indeed.
Absolutely one of the good guys.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm sorry.
And,
to hear that.
And it stinks because last year we were killing it and he hurt his knee and that was it. We all know what happened last year when Duper went out. So hopefully things will change. But what's really exciting me is Gino.
Gino's an animal.
Gino has woken up.
Wow, and he's just running people.
Yep, and now Gino is waking up, which will lead us to the goon of the week. He's one of our one of the picks. Let's see what we got. Here we go.
Hey! Hey! Yeah, it's the goon of the week.
Well, you have to pick.
What are the options?
We'll let you pick. Of course, that's my pick.
Yeah, okay.
But we will let
you love Gino.
If you didn't see, Gino absolutely crushed Dan Girardi, and I'm a big Dan Girardi fan. Totally tough stay defenseman. He's why I picked him to make the playoffs. Just ran him like Scott Stevens style, completely clean. I did not like what happened after that because then, you know, everyone ganged up on Gino, which it's a clean hit. If it was a dirty hit, I say absolutely break his legs. It was a clean hit.
Clean hit.
And okay, you still want to defend Girardi. He wears an A. He's one of your guys. But then it should, how does it even out? Like the Penguins should get a power play, but it's my other reason my vote goes to Mr. Malkin is because Hornquist got absolutely leveled by Dion Phaneuf, who's not a wilting flower, a tough guy.
No, tough guy. And Gino took him on.
Gino just instantly dropped the gloves and attacked them, which if you know Gino, that's what he does.
That's old school.
That's old school. So there you go.
Now, Justin Bufflin.
Big Buff.
Yeah.
He pulled not after I watched it for the 10th time. It was not nearly as bad as I thought it was the first couple times I watched it. But he pulled what I thought was the worst play in hockey history ever, the Dale Hunter. Oh, after Pierre Turgeon scored the series winning goal, he crushed him in the back with a cross check to the head. It wasn't quite that. Downey was looking at him and he pushed him in the face. So it wasn't quite that bad, but I termed it as Bufflin the Dale Huntering Steve Downey. yeah. Then you have Tyler McDavid. You know this kid, he's the next one.
Yep.
He's the next he's the next Sid.
Yeah,
And he got in a fight. You know, not letting someone
hurt his hand.
Yeah, for 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow.
So, where do you fall on that? Where do you fall on that, Captain? Do you
on think, the NHL you
think,
champ? And,
yeah, but I mean, where do you think he should be? Do you think he should be fighting as a teenager and proving he's tough? Or
you know what? I think you have to a little bit just to show that you're not going to be a pushover.
There you go.
You know,
yeah.
People are going to start running at him. He's got to show them that he's going to stand up to him. But you don't want to lose a kid for that long either.
Yeah.
You know, but I think he had to do that.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's good. Yeah, do it now. Do it when you're young.
Yeah. And then, still young enough to heal quick.
Yeah. And then trade for Lucic. You know, Ovi, we'll give Ovi what he crushed. He crushed Jarmelson of the Blackhawks. Just a very nice hit. We love that one. A guy who's on my fantasy team who I just love. He's just a bastard. Dominic Roussel. He ran over Stalock of the Sharks.
Right.
And then he just ran him over. And then in the scrum, he sucker punched Braun. He had a personal disciplinary hearing, but didn't get no games.
Wow. Okay.
And then the guy that's, you know, a scorer, a guy we love.
There's another scorer that's getting into the action.
Yeah.
Here.
Nathan MacKinnon of Colorado. He, 2 games for crushing, Shen of the Flyers. And, you know, we always want to give a cake and a telegram.
Yeah, exactly.
For anyone who hits a Flyer.
But so you got to say, here's another kid that's really a scorer.
Yeah.
But he's standing up for himself and he's fighting out there. And I think sometimes those guys have to do that.
Yeah, they do. I mean, Sid never, you know, Sid's had a couple fights. Lemieux fought a couple people. The only one that's ever had the complete royal treatment is the great one. But
great one, yeah.
That's why he's the great one.
Yeah. He deserves
And he's also, and he also isn't, he wasn't the biggest guy in the world, so.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, that's the model.
Yeah.
Right there. But sometimes those guys have to do it. They don't have a Semenko following them around.
No.
Or McSorley.
Yeah, or McSorley. double dip.
Yeah, their bodyguard. So, okay, who's my goon of the week?
Yes.
Here's my pick, guys. Drum roll. And it's Gino.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Look at that.
Man.
That's my birthday gift. My birthday gift.
Well, because he's standing up for his teammates. You know, he's playing hard.
Yeah.
You know, he's a scorer too, but he's out there doing his thing. So I go Gino on this.
Thank you. And you know, that's why Gino topped Sid on my all-time favorite Pens, because, you know, as you know as well as anybody, he should have got tossed out. He should have not even played game 7 for the brawl we started in game 6.
Yeah. Well, you
against
know,
the Wings.
You know, he's no wallflower, but he's primarily an offensive star.
Yeah.
So to be out there mixing it up.
Yeah.
You know,
I think defending teammates is.
Yeah, that's the part I like.
Defending teammates is the big one. And then we might as well just roll into, since Gino captains my fantasy team.
All right, what's going on with that fantasy?
Now, I went on a 2-week-long road trip. I did not bring my computer, so I set my lineup, come hell or high water. Guess who is still in first place?
Come on.
By widening the lead. Now,
wow.
Everyone out there playing, guys, step it up. I'm going to get killed now. But come on, step it up.
Well, yeah, oh, yeah, right, guys? You don't want to put that out
people
there.
That's
locker room fodder.
I know. people are making trades, though. I haven't even kicked over a catering table yet this year.
It's like last year when it's fantasy football, where I actually won a game when my quarterback was out. I was out of town and I couldn't make the switch and I didn't have my computer, so I just left and it was, and I still won.
Yeah. You know, it really, I mean, Gino came along and then Letang's played very well. What was post stroke, I got to say, you know me, I've always been on Letang is playing like he's worth
$8 million. He's playing like he's worth a great pass last night.
He's playing like he's worth the $8 million this year.
Yeah.
He really is playing like he's worth the $8 million right now.
Barry Melrose gave him a compliment.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. The Melrose.
And he's a good passer. You know, and he brings it to the net and then he dishes.
Yeah, no, he's doing it. But basically though, it's Fleury. Fleury's my goalie. He's killing it for me. And your guy, Jimmy Howard is my second goaltender.
Playing great. Man.
Lights out, Jimmy Howard. He's
playing great.
He's making donuts too.
Well, he's doing it, man. The wings look good too, don't they?
Oh, they do. They do. I mean, you know.
Tatar is playing great, man.
Nyquist, are you kidding?
Nyquist, I'm going to make this comment. I'm going to get hammered for this, but I got to say it. He's the best player in the NHL. That's my comment. That's my comment, Maria.
Oh, Maria.
Nyquist. Maria, Gustav Nyquist.
Maria needs to strap in the ergonomic chair.
Look out for this guy. Look out for this guy.
You know, I'm not even going to argue that point.
Man, he can play.
Perry came back, but Perry had the mumps.
Well, what I like about Gustav is he's got that pinpoint shot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, this kid's, and he's fast.
I know.
I just like him.
Because, you know how hard it is to find hockey in New York City sometimes? It must be the highest tier of cable because nobody had hockey. The bars all, every bar had hockey, and then every house I crashed at was like, it was like not authorized on this channel.
Really?
Yeah. Wow, yeah. Except the MSG. But the other thing
But they play it in the bars.
Everywhere. Yeah. Over.
Because New Yorkers are big fans.
Yeah, before basketball and everything. The other thing was JetBlue has every channel except the NHL channel.
Come on, guys.
JetBlue, you don't need the tennis channel. You don't need the golf channel. Get the, literally, it skips on 215. You know how it's 215? Everyone knows it's 215. It goes 213, 214. It skips to 216.
You're missing out on all the action. Yep. And Andy Petrillo and,
Catherine Tappen.
Who do you like best over those two?
Well, this is why I wanted to bring him up today. I never thought I'd find another love like Catherine Tappen.
Catherine Tappen's awesome, but I love this Andy Petrillo.
Andy Petrillo knows her stuff, and she's a good-looking girl, too.
She's good-looking, and she's smart, and she's got it down.
Yeah. It's like I'm not going to say she's better than Catherine Tappen.
It's a tie.
But I'm
surprised to see someone as good as Catherine Tappen.
Yeah, I was really like, oh, come on. You had to move to NBC, Catherine Tappen. Now we see you once a week.
Yeah.
I like her. I like Catherine every night. But now we got Wendy.
They found someone good there.
They really Petrillo, did. Where'd they find her at?
And it caught me because I'm watching and all of a sudden I go, wait a minute, this girl's good.
Yes. No, she's very good. Because at first you're like, who's this chick?
Yeah.
And then by the half hour in, you're like, this chick is great.
She knows her stuff.
She's
sharp. She's funny.
Yeah.
She's quick.
She knows the game.
Yeah, she really does. That's not an easy job. So no. We got to take our hats off to her. And finally found someone that can keep up with Catherine Tappen.
Yeah, I know. Catherine Tappen. We got to get her on the show.
She's awesome.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She's probably hard to get. One thing they did, and then we'll move on past the Penguins and the Rangers. I know it's been heavy late. But did you see how they reversed? It happened in Pittsburgh, which it was – I wish I was at this one, but the Penguins Rangers in Pittsburgh game, first of all, the Penguins were wearing the old school black and gold.
Right.
Look at the old Patrick division.
Right, right.
Like I watched the replay on it on MSG like three times. I couldn't get enough of it. But the Rangers won the shootout, or thought they did.
Right.
But then they checked their video replay and they're like, oh, Dan Boyle touched the puck twice.
Right.
So they made everybody come back on the ice and then the Penguins
won. That was unbelievable.
Yeah. And Mike Lang said he's never seen that in 45 years.
I don't think.
That, I mean, if Mike hasn't seen it, nobody's seen it.
That is weird. That is a weird thing. But it was good for you.
Oh, it was great.
Speaking of the unis, the old school unis, I got to say, I don't get the Sabres old school unis. They looked weird.
Which ones were they wearing?
Brown and gold.
I didn't even know they had brown and gold.
I think it was Sabres who had. I'm pretty sure they looked weird. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I had the wrong team I was seeing.
Was that Ottawa?
I think. No.
Okay.
No. I thought it was the Sabres.
Well, I'm sure someone will.
I just flashed past
I'm sure someone will tweet in.
Somebody's got some weird units.
Someone will tweet in. Speaking of old school, let's tap on the stick. The new Hall of Fame inductees.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Bill McCreary, great referee. I mean, if you think referees should be in the Hall of Fame, then Bill McCreary.
Got to put McCreary.
McCreary's got to be in there.
Forsberg's in, absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Peter. I mean, like, probably, I think he heads this class. I really do. Well,
they're all pretty awesome. Yeah. Rob Blake, come on, you can't really argue.
The House of Blake. You know what's funny is how our Jose Galvez, our esteemed Jose Galvez, he's not one of his favorite Kings because when he went to the Avalanche and he thought the second time.
Well, a lot of people got mad.
Then he thought the second time around he came in, picked up a paycheck. I'm not trying to. Rob Blake from when I was in Pittsburgh was like my favorite King.
Well, just I'm just,
you know,
I'm just
like,
saying.
You know what I mean? Like, I love
skill
Blake.
Set alone.
Oh, I know.
He's had a huge skill set.
He's one of the original. He's one of the guys where you're like, oh, he's like, he could skate not like Paul Coffey, but had the offense like he was kind of the first big guy that brought the offense from the defense, you know, who could hit and score.
And score and pass.
And pass. Yeah. And a leader.
He's a leader. I like Blake.
I love him.
No problem with that one. The Dominator, how are you going to have a problem with the Dominator?
No, I mean, hey, people think he's the number one goaltender of all time, which
could be.
I don't think he didn't play long enough for me. That's my
could
only.
Could be. And of course, Madonna.
Madonna.
Solid, great player.
USA.
Yeah.
USA.
Yeah.
You know how Flower is, if Flower wins within the next couple of weeks, he'll be in the top, he'll have 300 wins. He'll be the third fastest to 300 wins.
Is that right? Really?
Yeah. You know who the first two are?
Well, I would say Ken Dryden.
No.
And Patrick Waugh.
Patrick Waugh and your boy.
What?
The great Terry Sawchuk.
Sawchuk was, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got to show you this picture of Sawchuk. I shouldn't be doing this during. Look at this, man. You're not gonna believe.
You know what? If you say, but you know what to do, though? Can you send it to me?
But so I can send. Just take a look at this. Just take a look at
that. Oh, my God.
It looks like something out of a horror film.
It looks like, yeah.
Maria, you got to see this.
It looks like Luca Brasi got
this
through.
This is, without a mask, this is what happens to you as a goalie. Right?
It looks like Frankenstein.
It's unbelievable.
Can you send that to me and I'll put it on our
I will.
Facebook page,
I will.
Please?
Can you believe it?
Yes.
That was the goalie of that era.
And last but not least, I would never want to forget the great Pat Burns.
Pat Burns.
Legendary
coach.
Yeah, legendary coach. And, you know, it's a shame that they didn't put him in when he was alive.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
but I'm glad he got in.
His wife was there. It's great. It's Pat Burns. I mean, what a great coach.
Yeah.
Which I don't want to bring this down shit anymore between Dupuis and Mrs. Burns, but that's why hockey, man. You know what hockey needs to do? Hockey needs to take Saturday night, hockey night in Canada, they need to take 1 minute before the game this week and run a highlight film of Gordie Howe.
Oh, yeah.
And have everybody go nuts for a minute so Mr. Howe can be laying in his bed and he can see how much hockey loves him. Because, you know, when he passes, they're all going to do it. It ain't going to mean crap.
No, it'd be nice to do it. It'd be nice to do it now.
Do it now.
And believe me, he's got a highlight reel.
Yeah,
scored some amazing goals.
Well, exactly. Just why you know, do we have to wait until he's not until he can enjoy it?
I think that's a real good statement.
I really wish they do, because it's funny because when I'm gone, I go back and I watch highlights. It was my homework for the show. It just my pure love of hockey. And they go, here's the inductees. And they're going like, they had like Gillies. And I'm like, he's not in it. Here was just all the people there just in the crowd to salute the new inductees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, Gillies, Cicerelli? Like, I can't believe Gillies in the Hall.
Yeah,
and then they showed Tretti. I'm like, okay, well, this can't be the Hall. And then it wasn't. It was, you know, just the people there.
Oh, okay.
To shake hands, because I'm like, how the hell is Clark?
Trachiak in?
Yes. Yeah.
He should be in.
Oh, absolutely.
He might be the best goaltender ever, and I hate to say that.
I know.
Because I'm a Cold War dude.
I know.
But that guy was good, man.
I know, and your second favorite hockey moment is breaking ankles in the Canadian Cup.
Oh, yeah. I still loved it. I loved it, even though I never liked Bobby Clark. Well, we had to do it. We couldn't stop Karmeloff.
Yeah. You know how we really knew it was William Trenchard? Trenchard's been thinking, oh, man, Trenchard? I think just when I saw Landon McDonald, because I'm like, I swear, I watched Landon McDonald get inducted. So that's when I knew.
Yeah.
It was just people hanging out, shaking hands. I was like,
is Gillison?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
It was 100%.
Should be.
He still looks tough.
He's the toughest ever, man.
he's the original great line. You know, we have to talk about, you know, people in Nashville, you know, you guys know
how much. We got to talk about that, those Predators, man.
You know how much I love that city, but always kind of, you know, made fun of the hockey team under Barry Trotz.
Guess what? They're on fire.
Yeah, now they have Laviolette running it. And our old friend, the real deal, James Neal, is maybe on the best line in hockey.
Well, I got to tell you something. They are looking great.
Yeah.
And Laviolette's done a fantastic job.
It's kind of like what Blausma did in the sense where they're still playing the defense that Trotz taught them how to play, but now they have a little bit more offense. And Ribeiro, I never thought Ribeiro would go to Nashville and light it up. But wow. Then the kid who may someday be the real Forsberg, the guy's a rookie, Forsberg. The kid, Forsberg, he's lighting it up.
Yep. How about this kid, Taylor Beck?
Whoa.
Yeah. Did you see that goal?
Yeah.
Come on, man. That was an unbelievable goal.
Yeah, it was. So I went, you know, Nashville, stop the hate. We love you in Nashville. The other one is Allen. He could be in St. Louis. He could be your man in goal.
Well, yeah.
You may have a goaltender because, you know, your guy. Tarasenko is still on fire.
Oh, he's still on fire, man.
When I left, he was on fire, and he still is. And they're getting Oshie back now.
Well, when they start getting those guys back, forget it.
He's back. And Ratcher.
That's a heck of
Ratcher,
a team. Even though they lost to Boston last night, that's a heck of a team, that St. Louis team.
Well, you know, we said Rask has to step up.
Yeah, and he did.
He did. For like two games, I think Montreal went in there and cleaned them, and then Toronto cleaned them. Then they must have had the players-only meeting.
Well,
and then they just came out, and they haven't lost since. They got Krejci back,
Krejci though. Played
That's
great.
That's huge.
Krejci played great.
Because then it opens up the monster, Luch. And then Luch has a center, you know.
And they still got their guys out. Char's still out.
Yeah. You almost have to put an asterisk when you say you beat Boston. Char is not playing.
Yeah, exactly. But Krejci coming back was big.
Yeah, it's big. They got the two-headed monster, him and Bergeron up the middle. But then when Luch has his own center, you know, because now Luch is starting to get in the groove. Because, you know, Luch is known for taking days and weeks off. That's why Burr hates coming to see him play the Kings now, because he knows they just party out in L.A.
Well, yeah.
And then, you know, Luch is always like, you know, sleepwalking.
Well, that happens. You know, it's funny because remember Jay Johnstone told us a story about when he played for the Cubs.
Yeah.
You know, Chicago's a party town, too. Yeah. And he said they had their favorite bartenders all around that they would tell them to just party out the opposing team when they came into town. And he said he could tell because he'd get there for batting practice and half these guys couldn't even see. You know, that's an old tactic.
Well, that's what they do. They come and they play Anaheim first and they have that like 2 days off.
Right.
And they're all down the beach. And you never know. But you know who also has been on the take days off is Phil Kessel the Toronto Maple Leafs. And
the whole team's taking the
all hell
day off.
Well,
what's going on there?
They have not, you know, they're kind of like the Penguins in the sense where they don't handle adversity well at all.
Well, they're either no defense. And everyone's talking about it. On the NHL channel, that's what they're talking about. No D. They're just, what happened? They have no goons, no real leadership. What's up?
Well, I think they lost their identity. I think they were better off with McLaren and Orr on the fourth line. So their fourth line ain't doing anything now. They might as well have them going out and fighting people. Energy, you know. I mean, I like Bozak and Van Riemsdyk and Kessel. But, you know, I guess the thing about it is they don't have – and I'm kind of stealing this, but I believe it too. But they were talking about this on the NHL radio. They don't have an alpha dog. They don't have one guy. Like, you know, in Pittsburgh, whatever, everyone listens to Sid. In Anaheim, everybody listens to Getzloff. In Chicago, everyone listens to Taze. The real team's got the big one, big dog. And you know, Kessel, he plays hard sometimes. Everyone loves when he's on the rush, but he's not a back checker. And Phaneuf is too old to be that guy now. You know, Phaneuf just isn't. It's one thing to bark and bark and bark, but if you're not the best player or one of the couple best guys, it doesn't.
Yeah, true. Well, they got to do something there. What do they do? Because those fans are not going to put up with that in Toronto.
They don't put up with it, but, you know, there's still a 30-year waiting list, and tickets are still $300.
Well, you know, and that's the thing they're going to have to do to get some changes. They have to start staying away from the games. But you're right. In that town, they're not going to.
They're not going to. It'd be like telling me you can't go. The one thing they did was they actually broke today is Shanny. That's the thing. Shanny's in charge. If Shanny,
come on, Shanny,
come on, Shanny. So Shanny waved the first skirt, the original
OG skirt.
Yeah, the original skirt of this show. Matt Fratton is
waved
goodbye.
Well, that might help.
Maybe Shanny started watching the games. How did it take Shanny this long to figure that out?
I don't know, because Shanny's such an awesome guy.
Yeah, I mean, the last guy on earth that would want to see Fratton out there.
And one guy can't fix everything here, but man, something's got to happen.
I mean, okay, I mean, Kessel's kind of the straw that stirs the drink. I mean, if they trade him, they're not going to be able to replace him. He's a great goal scorer.
Yeah, he's good.
I mean, man, Riemsdyk is a great player. And then, I mean, other than that, what are you going to, Bozak's your center. You're going to trade a number one center. Even if, okay, whatever you say, them block. I can't even think of a scenario where you would get, maybe you would get, I don't even know who you would get. I mean, who's a good second-line center that they could get that would be their first-line center who's better than Bozak that someone would get rid of? There's nobody.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
So Bozak's your number one center no matter what.
But don't you think they really need D? They need D. What do they do?
Well, yeah. I mean, and no one wants any of their – I mean, if they trade like someone says, I'll take Nazem Kadri because we think we see some of them. You might get somebody back for. I mean, you're not going to get a very good. You're going to get a medium defenseman. Nothing's going to change anything.
Yeah.
I mean, see, like the Penguins are something that need a winger, and we could trade. You know, I mean, like, but who we would want Van Riemsdyk, like, you know, what I mean, or say, okay, we don't get Van Riemsdyk. You can have Nazem Kadri, and you can put him on a wing. Okay, well then you're going to get
somebody mediocre.
Yeah.
There's no real help for them.
No.
What do they do? They just have to hope they get better?
Unless Shanny just, and we all know Shanny has big balls. Unless he just goes out and says, Kessel for, Kessel and somebody for Malkin. Or,
try to get a big gun?
Yeah, a big center, a big alpha dog.
Yeah.
I don't want Malkin on the, you know how like about every 3 weeks I have this panic attack where, oh my God, Gino has his heads up his butt. Maybe we should get three players. And then there's a week of just super Gino.
Well, now you look super good.
And there's a week of super Gino.
By the way, did I mention your line, Sutter, Bennett, and Downey? Got Bennett back. Man, that's a line.
The third line looks good.
Yeah, you guys are playing, man.
Yeah, they're all buying in. We just needed a new coach. Not to beat Disco to death, but we just needed a new coach.
Well, you guys are coming alive. I don't know what you do with a team like the Leafs. You know, we had Jeremy Hotz in here a few weeks ago, the comedian from Toronto, and he's a huge Leafs fan, and he told me then. He goes, they're horrible.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of despair. A lot of New York comics are, from Toronto. A lot of guys came from Toronto.
Sure.
So we talked a lot, and they're in despair.
Yeah, they got it. Well, that town just loves its hockey, of course, and maybe more than any town, except maybe Montreal.
Yeah, speaking of which, the Habitants, although the Pens shut them out last night, they're on top. They're the big dogs in that conference.
Yeah, they're doing good, except for last night.
Except for last night. Carey Price, though, looking good. Your buddy.
My all-time favorite.
All-time favorite, looking good, looking very good. I'll tell you what, the Rangers are going to be there, too. I mean, they've taken a few nights off every now and then, but Rick Nash...
You would never say anything good about him.
Right in front of me, you stuck the dagger in my heart. He's playing tough. He's going to the dirty areas.
That's what we said he didn't do, and he's doing it.
Yeah. He really is.
He's gabbering.
He's gabbering, yeah. He scored a nice goal last night in the dirty area.
Thank God he's back.
Well, they need him because we touch upon this. The Kings are in salary cap hell.
Yeah, they are.
They only played five defensemen the other night.
It's unbelievable.
And then they just signed McCabe, who they're still really only playing five defensemen. I mean, you know, I guess they just got the relief. I guess now they put Voinov on whatever you can do that is you're not on the cap.
Yeah, that's the thing. Now, is that going to work out? Do they get more cap space now by doing that?
He's on one.
He should be able to because whatever this guy did was terrible if he actually did it. And I don't know. But anyway, he probably isn't coming back for a while. So, you know, you can't be held to that, I don't think.
No. Well,
it's not fair.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, now they have some extra room. But
and what do you do? Who do you go get?
I think you seriously wait. I think you seriously wait till the deadline.
Okay.
If you're the Kings, because I have the standings right here.
You don't want to give up too many guys. Kings, I like everybody they got.
Yeah. And they're only, when we go to our teams are surprising because the teams, I mean, I don't see Calgary and Vancouver both being up there all year.
I don't either.
So they'll be in the playoffs. And so they're not going to drop far enough. I would not make a knee jerk reaction right now because I would go for a very good defenseman at the deadline because you're going for the cup.
Yeah, you got to do it.
You know what I mean?
That's your missing piece.
Yeah. You know, so I would wait and see. There's too many teams in the mix right now. I'd wait until one of these teams really falls out. I guess we can start talking. I mean, look, this isn't a team that I think is stinking. I just think they're all injured. But, you know, like someone like Fetter Tootin on Columbus.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It'd be a nice pickup for the Kings.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to be there, but they're not going to announce it before Thanksgiving.
Who you got to give up? But who you got to give up? Or do you just wait till deadline and buy them?
Yeah. I mean, you know, just buy them. Yeah. I mean, someone might, you know, whoever's, I mean, that's what I mean. I'm nowhere near abreast on whose contract's expiring and and I would just wait for that. But, you know, they're playing much. I mean, they got the big guys back. I mean, you're not going to win many games with that Kopitar and Gabbert.
No, you can't. Those two guys. I'm glad they
and
got
Muzzin,
back.
Muzzin's back up.
Muzzin's
to speed.
Buzzin.
Who's playing really well, and I don't like him. Jacob Voracek, from the Flyers.
Yeah,
putting together a hell of a year.
Yeah.
So hopefully Philly will trade him. Like they always do.
Oh, by the way, I want to bring this up because this was kind of cool. Anaheim let Hiller go last year. After last year. Right. And he beat his old team last year.
Yeah, he made some good saves.
Yeah, he looked good.
He really did. He really did.
It was exciting to see, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's fun that Calgary is doing well. You know, they got the guy named Johnny Hockey. And he's a little guy. He's playing tough. And Giordano.
Yeah, Johnny Hockey.
And that Moynihan guy, man, he's a leader.
Calgary looked good last night.
Yeah, no, they did.
And Anaheim looked good. I mean, they lost that game.
Yeah, Perry came back. I thought he was going to be out with the mumps, but he can't. But Boschman is still out. That's huge.
That was a good game.
It was a very good game. Hiller made some sick saves.
Made some great saves, man. Against his old teammates. That's got to feel good, right?
It does, right? Yeah, I mean, anytime you get back at someone who dumped you, you know, you see busy, just great when they show barbecue. Bruce's look on the face, you know what to do.
If I could just make some saves like that on my ex-girlfriend, I would be. Yeah, that's always a great feeling. It is. And he was great.
Right. He was.
He looked great.
One thing when we were talking about the Bees, did you see Seth Griffin's goal like last week when he shot it with no look between his legs?
No,
he was saying, yeah, he's playing on Krejci and Lucic's line, so he's getting a lot of ice, and he was in front of the net, and he just standing with his legs spread, and just flipped it like he was playing croquet.
Wow,
it was pretty. I was like, the captain will like that one.
I will say this.
that's right up your alley for you know, special goals.
Special goals. I'll tell you this much. I'm starting to watch more. You got me watching, and I am impressed with the talent that I see in the NHL right now. There's some flat moments and some bad play too, but man, there's some skill set guys who are coming up that are going to be good.
Yes, there are. No, well, you know, this is a so. Can we withstand, you said, and there's some flat play, mm-hmm. but now can we withstand four more teams?
I don't know, man. I don't know. That waters it down.
Yeah.
And who are we looking at? We're looking at, hold on a second, Vegas, I've heard.
Yeah, Vegas, Seattle.
Seattle, I've heard. Seattle would be good. I think that's a town where they'd be supported.
Yeah, no, I mean, even above, Quebec City. Is going to be one. Yeah,
I think Canada should have another team.
Yeah, they want one.
I agree. No, I don't know what caused the move last time, but I always thought the Nordiques were supported pretty well. But
those people got absolutely screwed. Remember Lindros got traded there twice or got drafted twice. Never went there.
Right.
And then Philly, you know, traded Forsberg and everyone there, and then they moved to Colorado, and then they won the Cups.
That was horrible. Horrible. Well, those are big hockey fans up there.
Oh, I know. That's just such a – I mean, literally what happened was, like, if the Penguins would have moved is what happened.
Yeah.
And I'd have to watch, like, oh, look, they drafted Sid. They drafted Gino. Look, they won the Cup. That's exactly like this – You know, but even more than just worrying about the cities, I mean, it's pretty much they're saying there's going to be four teams no matter what.
You know what? I think it waters it down at least for a few years.
I think it waters it down. I mean, I think it waters it down. I mean, look, right now it's Buffalo. Yeah. Like, there's going to be four Buffaloes.
Four new Buffaloes. Yeah. Buffalo will feel good.
Yeah, but speaking of which, do you think they had John Scott Knight when he returned as a San Jose? You know the Buffalo owns the Sharks.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. Eight times in a row, I think, the last eight times they played them.
But Buffalo couldn't beat, you know, like me and Bag.
No, but they beat the Sharks.
I know, and I was wanting to get down.
You know, it's the snow. Sharks weren't ready for that snow, man.
They got out there.
Oh, yeah. It was 75 degrees in San Jose yesterday, and it was snowed in Buffalo. Did you see those photos?
No.
People didn't make it to the game.
Really?
Yeah, a couple people didn't make it. They wanted the announcer, I think, couldn't make it in.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people couldn't.
In Buffalo? You see that in Buffalo?
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
I know it hit New York because right when I was leaving, it got a little crazy.
It was ugly in Buffalo.
Oh, I got drenched. But before Monday, it rained so hard. I went on stage. It rained at noon. I went on stage on wet clothes at 8 and 10.
Wow.
At the Great Stand.
Wow.
Like, I never dried out. I went on the plane with wet shoes.
That's never good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, they actually had the Zamboni out on the city streets last night trying to clear things up. Oh, by the way.
They're looking for players. Yeah. Yeah, be someone buried in the snow better than Tyler Myers.
No, they drive by Home Depot hoping there's some players standing out there that want to play. Hey, how about this? Speaking of which, you know, I was watching the big league meeting results.
Oh,
from yesterday. And the big thing is the dry skate, you know, on the OT, on the shootout.
Yep.
Do they do the ice?
They started doing it before.
They're stopping doing it. They're going to stop doing it. And because they say that it took too long and the fans were bored having them do it before the shootout.
Oh. Okay. Well, they used to do it between overtime and the shootout.
Yeah.
Now they're not going to do it at all.
They're going to have just guys shoveling.
Really?
Yeah.
So more ice time for the ice girls.
Yeah. There you go. Kings girls. Get ready.
No one's bored. No one's bored when the ice girls are out there.
They should have them driving the Zamboni.
Yeah. You ever see? Remember that one Zamboni wreck? Like a while ago, like the Zamboni hit the wall.
Yeah, that's.
I almost think it was in Buffalo, but I don't want to keep piling on.
We can't.
But I would say that what if they, you know how like when guys come back, even they did like in Nashville for like, you know, Hornquist, whatever, anywhere anyone goes, they'll do it for James Neal when he comes to Pittsburgh. You know, they give a nice little salute and welcome back. I wonder if they did that for John Scott in Buffalo because, pardon me. Last night they gave a great round of standing O for Willie Mitchell.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and it was funny seeing him wearing the C for the Panthers.
Wow, because cool. He was great in the playoffs for the Kings.
Oh, just so
and that's classy of Kings fans.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. Like Kings have good fans. Yeah. That's one thing I hate when I hear, and it happened a little bit in New York, but great fans in New York. You know, a lot of Devils fans in New York. And I have to get to the Rock. They say the Rock don't walk a half a block in either direction in Newark, but they say the Rock is a great, great venue for hockey.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, because the Garden, like I said, I went to the thing I love about it, the Garden is the Garden. But you know, and you know, hey, I don't anyone that buys tickets to an event that keeps the Penguins or any other team going. Do whatever you want. It's your ticket. You bought it.
Right.
But I don't like how the Pens Arena is like the real rich seats are right down front. So the real rich guys, they watch the game at the bar.
Yeah.
They're making business deals.
I never get that.
And yeah, it's well, like, so it looks like it's empty down front. And always like, it hurts my feelings on TV. I'm who the hell? We're in the Garden. Like it's the regular people
that are
right,
down low.
Right there.
Yeah.
And the rich people are just a little bit above. So right, when you watch it on TV, it's the fans. And when I'm there, I was like in the 10th row or whatever, it was not 10th, like, you know, whatever, 15th, but it's like, you're there, you're right there.
You know, what's interesting. I ran into a couple of women at the Ice House in Pasadena where I was performing.
Oh, there you go.
And they were Vancouver fans. They live in Vancouver. Uh-huh. And they said that it's actually cheaper to fly down from Vancouver to see Vancouver play the Kings here than it is to go to a game in Vancouver nowadays.
That's the big version of me driving to Phoenix.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, no, but you know, but the Kings fans are great. And I'm not
Kings
and
fans are awesome.
And Ducks fans as well. But like people outside of LA think, oh, those fans, oh, what's it like out there? Oh.
No, it's let like, me tell
it's
you
like,
something.
It's like, no.
These are great fans.
Yeah, and they know their hockey.
The Ducks fans are great, too.
Yeah,
yeah.
They know their
hockey. Support. They're smart. And they care about their team.
The big news, one of the big things in New York is they're wondering is people are going to start getting people are actually fired up in Manhattan to go who are like on the or Islander fans because they can then go to Brooklyn and see them.
Yeah.
Because they're moving to Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah.
And how sweet is that going to be?
I think that's cool.
How sweet are the Islanders
playing? The Islanders look great. I was watching that last night, a little bit of that. Because Tampa Bay's been on a roll.
Yeah.
In fact, Tampa Bay stopped the Isles win streak.
Right.
And then Isles just took it to them last night.
Yeah. And I still won't understand. And they're doing it without their big defenseman, Tampa Bay. But I still will never, I didn't pick them. I said they're going to slide Tampa Bay, and we'll see. But it was nice to see the Islands
look good.
Step up and slap them. Well, you know, they got, like I said, they got two lines now. They got four defensemen. I mean, and Tavares is just sweet.
Yeah.
And Opozo's grown, his hands have grown into his legs. Used to have great wheels, big shoulders, great kid, good team guy. You put him with Tavares, and he like couldn't handle the passes.
Yeah, well, Tavares.
And now, though, his hands caught up to him. He's scoring those goals.
Good. Yeah, it takes time when you play with those. I think you know that was what Gretzky had to deal with too. He was so ahead of the curve that sometimes guys weren't ready for the passes until they played with him for a while.
Yeah, but those guys came quick though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying.
He wasn't. He didn't have to go. He didn't. He, you know, Jari Kurri didn't have to spend too much time after.
No, he figured it out.
He wasn't playing with Robbie Brown like Lemieux.
That's true.
What happened with Voracek having a great year. But you know what happened? I guess in Columbus, I guess Scotty Hartnell, came back to Philly last week,
right?
And you know, and I don't know if they booed him or they cheered him because it's Philly. I mean, only person they ever cheered was Lemieux after cancer, which was an absolutely classy move.
Yeah, that was cool.
I think that was the day.
You got to do that.
Yeah, but you know, they've been known to boo Santa Claus.
Yeah, it's true.
But a guy, one of our great fans out there, Twittered a picture to me of a guy at the game with walking into the game with a sign that said, we should have kept Hartnell.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Hartnell is good.
He's the heart. And he was the heart and soul of the Flyers.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't Claude Giroux. I mean, you know, it really wasn't.
Well, yeah, you know, it's tough to lose a guy like that. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's kind of like the Penguins losing Duper, you know, but we didn't trade him.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Or let him go or whatever they did. I pardon my knowledge of what happened, but yeah, they just, or did they trade? Yeah, they trade. I'm like, Jesus, they traded him for RJ Umberger.
I don't know, man. Because, you know, Hartnell has.
I guarantee no one in Columbus is walking around with a sign that says we should have kept RJ Umberger.
They can't make a sign that big.
He's a Pittsburgh guy, too. RJ's a good guy, but he's not a. He is not. Especially not for Philly.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a more interesting news. One of my all time favorite people, and the guy who I think made my all time top 10 Penguins, the Sarge, Sergei Gonchar, got traded from Lindy Ruff's Dallas Stars to Michel Therrien's Montreal Canadiens.
What do you think about that move?
I think it's an absolutely shrewd move.
Right.
Yeah, he's a playoff tested. He knows Therrien's system. He's a great guy in the room. I mean, they're all in right now for the Canadians for the cup.
Yeah.
You know, I mean that's a move. That's such a shrewd, like, that's a move where, say, Dallas in a we'll talk about him in a second, but I mean, hey, Lindy, what are you doing, buddy?
Come on, Lindy. That's your boy.
Lindy's closer to the basement than he is to the penthouse, I'll tell you right now.
They got
to
kick it in.
They got to do something. So, yeah. I mean, for Travis Moan, what's Travis Moan going to do for Dallas? You already have a tough third line.
I don't get that at all.
But Gonch, but he's a guy that, you know, it doesn't look like Dallas is going to make the playoffs right now. Gonchar would have went for a mint, you know, at the deadline.
So weird that Dallas, you know, won't make the playoffs. I mean,
I'm
not saying they won't, but I mean, they last year.
Oh, they were great last year. Let's make sure we didn't miss any.
Now, what's happening with the Wild?
The Wild, Wild fans have actually excused me. From now I can say, you know, what's wrong with the Wild. They said,
well, that's another
team. Joe Bartnik, you don't. Now we're mad at them. So you don't.
I don't blame them.
They're not mad at me anymore.
No, I don't blame them for being mad at them. You know what? They look great in the playoffs last year, and now they look, I don't know, they look bad. What's up?
I don't know if they look bad. I think they're where they're
not
at.
Not bad, but just not where they, I thought they were going to take off. You know, they look pretty good.
You did. You went against me.
I did. I thought they looked good in the playoffs. I was like, wow.
Yeah, you're like, they're good. And you know, that's your guy, Parisi.
I love him, man.
You love Parisi. Yeah.
They got some great young players. What's going on there?
They score in bunches. And they really only have about five or six guys on. I think their top two lines are good. Their bottom two are not that good. Their defense is okay, and their goaltending is okay. And after a while, that division is ridiculous. I mean, Nashville's on top of that division. I mean, that's Lindy Ruff, and that's Lindy Ruff's problem. Is, you know, like, I thought that Nashville would be buried already, and I like Laviolette, but now Laviolette is like, he's in the penthouse. And look at Patrick. Poor Patrick Waugh.
You see how
red he looked the other night? Like, he's gonna have a heart attack.
Yeah. He's very volatile. He doesn't like this one bit.
McKinnon
did so well last year.
McKinnon's scoring a little bit more, and Duchesne was playing good. They're just playing no defense. They're playing no defense. And Varlamov has not looked that good. I do not have a good feeling for Colorado and Dallas.
Well, that's another one. Both those teams are surprising me in the bad way.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I'll tell you what, Barry Melrose went off about the Predators and how good they look.
Well, was Barry there in August? Was he there in September?
No.
Okay. No, I'm just asking.
I don't know for sure.
Because if he was, then I always tip my hat to the mullet. I love the guy. He's one of the all-time greatest people ever.
Yeah, I love him.
But I just wondered if he said he saw.
No, probably
he
not.
Saw it coming because
now anyone can see how good they are now. But, you know, they're just impressive.
Yeah, and you know what? The other impressive, you know who we kind of and they fought the Penguins hard, and we thought, oh, well, what's going to happen to them now to fight that hard and then come up short? The Winnipeg Jets.
The Jets, yeah. Bro.
Remember when Paul Maurice had that fit, and we're just like, oh my God, it's like, yeah, Maurice is gonna lose his mind.
Yeah,
I think they've only lost like two games since then.
They're looking good.
They're in third place.
Remember, I picked them a couple weeks ago. I said it's my mistress team.
You did.
Yeah.
You were on a roll that you are on. You're on a roll this year.
You know what it is? It's just, I don't know that much, but I know that if you see a team play, you can pick out just general things. Yeah. And they just generally look like they were getting better.
They did. They gave the Penguins, other than the Rangers, I think they gave in the Montreal, I thought was going to give them a, other than the Rangers, I think they played the Penguins better than anybody this year. The Jets.
They look sharp.
They took it to them. And now they're in third place in the Central and the Western Conference. I mean,
that's pretty amazing.
I'm going to tell you who they're ahead of. They're ahead of Chicago, Minnesota, Colorado, and Dallas.
How about that? Never would have guessed.
No, and easily that could have been my four playoff team picks if I just wanted to go against Captain Kangaroo, but I didn't want to. That's who they're at. But you know, and Maurice even excused their loss because I guess they played a 4 o'clock game on Sunday, and he's like, they lost in the shootout, and he's like, we played great. He's like,
I love a coach that does
that. He's like, all I have to say is, you know, because we fly in here late last night, play a 4 o'clock game. Whoever scheduled a 4 o'clock game in this league never played in this league.
Yeah, good point.
And he goes, never coached in this league.
Yeah.
And I thought, way to go, Paul Maurice. He's stepping up the Bartnick power coach meter.
Yeah, I like the quotes, man. But you know what? They are playing good.
He's
done a good job.
You know what? Maybe they're not going to trade Evander Kane finally after all. I mean, he's been on, him and Bufflin have been on the trading block for 3 years now. And why don't you keep these guys and build a team?
I wouldn't mess around too much with the formula right now. It looks like it's working.
I know exactly. You know? I mean, to be where they're at, I mean, they're ahead of Chicago. It's almost like a typo. I mean, I know it's just, I know it's 20 games in.
Yeah. But, well, we still have a lot of ways to go, but it is pretty interesting to see what's happening.
It's very interesting. I love the 20 game mark. You can tell
a few things.
You can take a look. You know, Carolina's rolled off like
they're
five or six
good.
Wins in
yeah,
a row. Too.
They're playing
Thank
good.
God for Captain Ron, the GM. We always want the best for
yeah,
Captain
Ron's
Ron.
Yeah, Ron's great, and they are playing well. We're backtracking here, but how about my boy Jimmy Howard? Come on, man.
Yeah, he's right there.
I think those Red Wings look okay, too. They don't have Datsyuk right now?
No. Well, they're in the wild card right now. I picked them for the wild card.
Yep.
It's where they should be. It's right where they should be. And they're going to scare the hell out of someone again.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we all know what happened. They were a couple shifts away.
Yeah, we almost being, did it. Being, one bad shift.
One literally.
That's what it comes down to.
It was one
That's
bad,
what's weird.
It was one bad line change.
Yeah, one line change. That was all it was.
Yeah. And then you gave Lucic hope, and then he literally speared you in the balls.
He literally
speared you in the balls. And the other one in the mix is the great. It is funny because we can all, you know, because he touched everyone in the Patrick division except the Islanders. So we had a nice big Jaromir Jagr fest in New York after every show.
Man,
the Devils had him, the Rangers had he's still their best player. Now he moved up to fourth all-time games played, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who'd he pass? He passed Howe, I think, or something.
No, I think Howe's still ahead. No, Howe's won. I don't know who he passed.
Gartner.
No, he passed Gartner in goals.
Yeah.
In games, he's number four. I don't know who he passed, but he's only behind in games, only Howie Messier, Gordy, Messier and Captain Ron.
Oh, by the way, that's the other thing I wanted to bring up this week that I forgot to bring up last week. You know, a lot of people got on me about my pick when I picked my top Red Wings, Howie Young. They go, how do you pick Howie Young over Federer? And I go, or any of those guys. And I go, well, because Howie Young was a nut.
Yeah.
First of all, he had unbelievable skills, but he was a partier. So
yeah.
He was kind of like Turk Sanderson. But
he's kind of like you. Unbelievable skills. And a partier.
Yeah. But you know what? He wore a Beatle wig in a game.
No way.
Yeah. And that's why I picked him. No there, one is that cool.
There you go. Defending
Howie Young.
Defending your picks.
I have to defend it. It was back before helmets.
Wow.
And he wore a Beetle wig. Come on, man.
Were the Kings girls getting on you about your Howie Young?
They didn't say anything, but a lot of people did. How could you pick Howie Young?
That's great.
If you wear a Beetle wig in a game, come on. You got to be picked.
That's great. I'm glad you're fighting back.
Yeah, man. You know, I gotta defend the picks.
There you go. Look at the captain. If not, we'll put Earl on the ice.
Exactly.
If you take any more heat, we're gonna have to get Earl back out here.
Earl. Earl would not have Howie Young as a pick. But he was a good goon.
Yeah.
Too. He's a tough guy.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Well, this has been a fabulous one.
Man, I had fun.
We have a couple more minutes.
Yeah, we got a few more.
Anything
things.
That we missed?
Let's see. We talked about how Nashville's looking good. The Penguins looking good. We talked about how Toronto's having real problems.
Yeah. We heard of Patrick Sharp because, you know, the Chicago is in cap hell. Not nearing cap hell. I think it's official that the Kings are in cap hell when you only skate.
Chicago's playing a little better though, aren't they?
No, they're playing better, but I guess Patrick Sharp is on the table.
Really?
Patrick Sharp is on
what?
The table. Yeah, so that
couldn't just about everyone use him?
Everybody.
Guy's great.
First time they said Patrick's on the table, mm-hmm. everyone had a heart attack. I thought it said Kane. And Sharp is only a little bit behind Kane as far as a great player.
Oh, man, Sharp's an awesome player. Well, man, any team could use that guy.
Yeah, it's funny. It goes back to that alpha dog thing. Maybe he'll go to because he wears the A in Chicago.
What do you got to give up to get him? A lot, I would think.
No, but maybe, mm-hmm. but maybe Toronto can give a couple draft picks away.
Man, Toronto could use him.
Yeah, and he could kick some sense in the Kessel and all those guys. You know,
yeah, I might like.
Because you said, think about it. You know, I mean, Kane's a partier. Patrick Kane's a young kid. He was crazy. Everyone scored. He had some off ice issues.
Right,
but you know what? He's in Chicago, so it's like. Taves and Seabrook and those and Keith are just like, hey, it's the way it is.
Yeah,
he's straightened up, so maybe you know, maybe some of those guys get to, you know,
man, Sharp would be a pickup
because you don't want to lose guys because you don't want to just give up on a guy because he's a partier. Look what Boston did; they gave up on Sagan and.
And partying fades. I mean, after a while, those guys realize, okay, I'm getting too old to.
Most of them do, except for your guy. Probert.
Probably never figured that out.
That's a different era, though. Yeah. That's when the stuff that people get in trouble with now was allowed. Except for what Bob did.
Well, Bob.
Yeah.
He took that extra step.
Yeah.
You just don't cross the Ambassador Bridge with blow in the car.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The Ambassador Bridge, it's like the Gestapo and galoshes.
Bob was looking for those penalty guys. Box. Like, no, it's not the penalty. You don't get out in 2 minutes, Bob.
No, dude.
The great Bob Probert.
One of the greats of all time.
Yeah. It was just fun just talking about him. Oh.
I always love him. And, you know, for a Red Wing fan, our heart is with him always.
Yeah. Even just, I think just as a fan of hockey.
Yeah.
I never get sick of, that's I think we talk about him every show, because I never get sick of thinking about Probert just coming down with a right hand on somebody's skull.
Well, what he had was what everybody wants. He was a tough, the ultimate tough guy and a great player.
Yeah.
Not just an okay player.
No, he had some hands.
He could play.
He had some hands. I just want to say one more. It's on my mind. Oh, well, the hell with it.
Hey, it was a great show, man.
Yeah, I
enjoyed it.
A ton of fun.
I enjoyed it. And welcome back to you, man. I'm glad your comedy festival went so great in New York.
Yeah, and Caroline's. Shout out to everyone.
Shout out to Caroline.
Caroline, everyone who works there. I couldn't have been treated any nicer.
Top club.
Capital A in A room.
That's an A plus room. Yeah,
it doesn't get better
than
that.
Legendary.
And everyone at the stand is amazing. All those people are amazing too. And fun. All the fans. Thank you to all the fans. It never gets old to say thank you to all the veterans. This is your month. And it's
God bless
not
you,
just,
veterans.
It's not just for a month.
God bless
all
you.
The time, 24/7.
Absolutely.
365 days a year. I will be at the HaHa this weekend. And then
that's a fun club.
I love that place. And then in Los Angeles. And then check out the Ice House, the Insensitivity Training Tour. the Ice House the first Tuesday of every month, and then we're at the legendary Comedy Store New Year's Eve.
Beautiful, man.
Anything, beautiful. And then the mothership, as always.
You know, KLOS, thank you for bringing it up every Sunday night, the new time, 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. I appreciate everybody listening. It's going to be an awesome show this week. I can't really say who our guest is, but it's somebody big.
Better when you say you can't say.
Yep, you know, so it's somebody big. And
you always get the big guys.
Yeah, and if you're not in L.A., check it out on 95.5KLOS.com.
Yes, is it an iHeartRadio one?
I don't know if it is or not. I never know. But I'll tell you this much. You can pick it up just by going to their website, and it is also podcasted. So
yes. So you have all the old interviews, too?
We got them all there.
You guys know by now, Frasier knows every single human being. Famous.
And they've all been on the show.
Yeah, and they've all been on the show. So you go back and listen. You say, I wonder if, Damon Wayans. He's been on. Literally, you name anybody, he's been on your show.
We've had them all on, and I appreciate you bringing it up. I'm just having a ball.
No, you're the best at it, so check it out. And remember, if you have a website, you want a new one, $1.49. You get everything.
Can't beat that.
You get everything for $1.49 at GoDaddy. Type in P-U-C-K. You guys are the best fans in the world.
The best.
We love you. Thanks for listening.
We're out.